With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police have added four new Chevrolet Tahoe purpose-built police specification firearms response vehicles to its fleet. As Radio K-Man's April Cummings reports, the new SUVs will, quote, provide greatly enhanced tactical options for police.
Police say the SUVs have been fitted with upgraded emergency lighting and reflective decals to identify the firearms response unit, offering increased visibility during patrols and response. Additionally, two of the vehicles have been equipped with winch capabilities, which can pull over 1 ton. The RCIPS says this capability, along with the size of the vehicles themselves, will add to their potential usefulness during natural disasters like hurricanes, where they may be used for help to remove debris or clear roadways. The Tahoes are replacements for vehicles in the unit that were old and had come to the end of useful service. They were deployed on October 11th and can be seen on patrol throughout the weekend. April Cummings, Radio K-Man News.
And first-time legislator Kenneth Bryan says his recent trip to the 64th Commonwealth Parliamentary Conference in Uganda was an eye-opener. A strong contingent of K-Man elected representatives attended the African conference at the end of September, including the leader of the opposition, the Minister for Financial Services, and the Speaker of the House. While there, Mr. Bryan attended a workshop chaired by the Honorable Makeba Bush, who was elected the deputy chair of the CPA Small Branches Executive Council of the CPA during the session.
It was definitely an experience of a lifetime, and look forward to more in the future. But one of the key things that I am proud of on that trip was one of the workshops upon which the speaker, the Honorable Makeba Bush, chaired, that spoke about innovations in Parliament and the possible effects on the United Kingdom Brexit for small branches. I highlighted the fact that there's so many decisions made by the UK without consideration for small branches in there, and you know, it could change their lives and their economies tremendously. So the CPA took that on board and said that it's one of the recommendations they're going to accept.
The main conference theme this year was adaptation, engagement, and evolution of parliaments in a rapidly changing Commonwealth. In regional news, a Jamaican man is now facing a long prison sentence and deportation following his second conviction in the United States on charges related to a prize scam. 37-year-old Kevin Palmer, who lives in Georgia, was sentenced last Friday to 3 years and 10 months in prison for using the prize scam to fleece an elderly couple out of $320,000. He was also ordered to pay restitution to the elderly couple and warned that his legal status in the U.S. is now, quote, in jeopardy. During Friday's sentencing, Palmer also admitted that in 2010 he was convicted in New York for using a similar prize scam to fraudulently obtain money from people who were led to believe they had won the lottery or sweepstakes. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio K-Man's newsroom.
BBC News with Julie Kendler. Catalan separatists have reacted angrily to the jail sentences given to the leaders of the region's illegal independence bid. The former Catalan president, Carles Puigdemont, accused Madrid of repression, but the Spanish prime minister called on those advocating independence to turn a page and work for their goals within the framework of law. President Erdogan of Turkey says he'll continue the military offensive against Kurds in northern Syria despite growing criticism. President Trump has threatened sanctions against Ankara, while the EU has decided to limit arms exports to Turkey. At least two people have been killed in the Guinean capital, Conakry, after security forces opened fire during a demonstration against President Alpha Conde. He's reported to be planning a third term in office. The Nobel Memorial Prize for Economics has been awarded to three US-based academics for their work in fighting global poverty. Esther Duflo, only the second woman to win the award, Abhijit Banerjee and Michael Kremer favour precise, practical steps over theory. A spokesman for President Trump says his re-election campaign didn't produce a doctored video where Donald Trump is shown killing his opponents. The video was shown at an event organised by a pro-Trump group at a resort owned by the president. Germany says it won't follow Washington's calls to ban the Chinese company Huawei from supplying equipment for its 5G networks. The Americans fear Huawei as a potential security risk. BBC News.